USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement holding off those tariffs President Trump threatened to impose over illegal immigration. The president tweets that Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to slow the flow of Central American migrants into the U.S. But the deal doesn't include some of the major overhauls the Trump administration wanted. Mexican Ambassador Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
The agreement includes having Mexican troops along the southern border with Guatemala. In a pair of tweets, President Trump calls these strong measures that would stem the tide of immigration through Mexico. Mexico's president is calling for a gathering to celebrate.
This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
A man accused of planning to attack Times Square in New York City has been arrested and is being held without bail. The FBI keyed in on suspect Ashwaquil Allah based on suspicious social media activity and reached out to him last August. WCBS-TV's Maurice Dubois has more.
Alam is accused of buying guns with filed-off serial numbers and also seeking to buy a suicide vest and grenades to hit Times Square and possibly even Washington. Police also say he talked about killing police officers and government officials. The federal judge called Alam a danger to the community. Neighbors say Alam is from Bangladesh and mostly kept to himself.
Both Russia and the U.S. are blaming each other after their naval ships came close to a collision in the East China Sea. The U.S. 7th Fleet says a Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the USS Chancellorville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Wisconsin joins New York in flying the Pride flag this month. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Sounds of cheers as the Gay Pride rainbow flag gets raised over the Wisconsin state capitol for the very first time as part of LGBTQ month. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order stating that the Pride flag will be flown over the state capitol building for the rest of June. The order came the same week that New York's state government also raised the rainbow flag over its capitol for the first time. The Wisconsin order also allows any state building to follow suit. But GOP State Representative Scott Allen says it's divisive, tweeting, "Is this any more appropriate than erecting the Christian flag over the capitol?"
There's something new coming from the world's largest retailer. As we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Walmart announcing an in-home grocery delivery service that it says will bring groceries right to the shoppers' refrigerators. It will start testing it this fall in Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Vero Beach, Florida. The retail giant says it will learn and scale the option across the U.S. from there. To use the new service, customers will have to have Walmart install a smart lock outside their home, and the Walmart employee will then use a wearable camera device and a one-time code to enter. Users can opt to have orders delivered straight to their kitchen or dropped off in their garage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.